Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have Holly from Tiny Ruins on with us right now. How are you doing, Holly?
Gotta, I'm doing really well, thank you. Yeah.
That's good.
Nice to talk to you guys.
So, we're here to celebrate your solo tour that you're going to be embarking on. Is that correct?
That's right. I've tried to continue playing solo over the last kind of 10 years or so, despite having a band being the primary focus. It kind of enables me to survive, but I also really love it. And two of my bandmates are away over this kind of next period, and I'm actually expecting my second child in August.
Wait, that's so exciting. Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
We, funnily enough, our last interview with Family Band, one of the members is actually expecting a baby in August as well, so crazy coincidence.
Get in touch and share some newborn, newborn morale.
Yeah, some wisdom.
Start a baby band.
Yeah.
Get them on the instruments young.
So with another baby on the way, I can see that I'm not going to be able to play for quite a while after that. I've got a 2-year-old daughter, and I did play quite a few shows when she was a newborn, when she was sort of 4 months old, and we've taken her on tour and toured around the world with her quite a bit, but I know that two is very different to one, so...
Bit of a handful.
Yeah, so I'm like getting in the solo tour while I can, just to kind of enjoy playing some new material and have that, you know, those special shows before I'm at home for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be a nice journey to embark on, won't it? Before another journey begins.
Yeah. It'll be just me going on the road on my own with the bump and leaving my partner and my toddler at home. So it'll be a little break as well. Break in some ways from normal life, and so I'm looking forward to that.
Sure.
Alright, so Ceremony came out last year, which is exciting. And it actually received critical acclaim and was actually nominated as a finalist for the 2024 Tate Prize and Silver Scroll. So do you mind sharing with us the creative process that went into it and like what that song means to you personally?
Sure. So the album was probably a few years in the making, from kind of like the time that we were recording the previous one, Olympic Girls. I was starting to write the material for Ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lockdown and COVID and all of those things both kind of like helped and hindered the release. But overall, it was like quite a fast, easy recording process. I wrote a lot of the songs based off of kind of poems that I'd written without music. It was kind of like based actually in a really like unfortunate, sad time where I had lost a baby during pregnancy, during my second trimester. And so quite a few of the songs are kind of in the fallout of that. The lyrics are quite sad, but by the time we came to record them, because there had been the release of Olympic Girls and we'd toured that and like time had gone by, the lockdown, all of these things, by the time we came to record them, I was kind of like in this like very different place, I suppose, in my life, and I was trying to like find the joy and the meaning in that loss. And so the production and the way that the band approached the songs is like definitely not from a like, oh, this is a really sad album. I think that's the weird juxtaposition of like the lyrics and the music on this album. But Yeah, in terms of the song that was nominated for the Silver Scrolls, the Crab slash Water Baby. Did you ask what that song means to me, or?
Yeah, basically just the story behind it and the process that went into it.
Well, yeah, that was like, a lot of the songs are inspired by the Manukau Harbour, which is one of Auckland's the larger body of water that I live on. So I live way out in West Auckland in the bush, if anyone knows. Titirangi or Langholm, that's kind of where I currently reside. And so when I was going through all this stuff a few years ago, I dealt with it a lot by just walking around the various bays and coves, and I adopted a dog and then another dog.
Oh, cute.
It happens sometimes. Yeah. It was like a lot of stuff happened. But you know, the dogs really like took me out into the environment a lot more, and so that's why a lot of the songs are based around this kind of idea of the water and the harbour and the storm coming in and the lighthouse and all these kind of like landmarks, I suppose, or environmental. It's like a conversation with the environment. And so yeah, the crab was literally, I found a crab that was, you know, gotten trapped in the tide, like going out, and it was upside down, and I just like toppled him back the right way and scuttled off.
Very helpful.
That's like literally what the lyrics are.
That's such a sweet story.
So, yeah, I mean, I find a lot of song lyrics are best if they are like very literal, sort of based on like real things that have happened to you that you can kind of boil down to just a few sentences. And yeah, you know, like there's a way of it being just better if it's based on like a real experience, because you just know exactly what to say and there's not a lot of like metaphorical stuff, although
people still find the metaphors in reality though, don't they?
Exactly, like I feel like probably the songs that I've written that seem to connect the most are actually the ones that have been like literally, like me literally applying for a job at the Auckland Museum, you know.
A little too relatable. Kind of thing.
Yeah, like trying to find a job. So yeah, that's kind of where it came from. And
cool.
Very long rambling.
So you're embarking on this solo tour, including coming to Eric's in Dunedin on the 6th of June, I believe.
That's
right. Great new venue. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic gig. Will there be any reinterpretations of songs or anything in that experience? Because I feel like it'll be a bit more intimate with just you on the stage.
It will be much more, yeah. Yeah, I love playing solo for that reason. It's like quite an intense connection with the audience rather than with your bandmates. It's like whether you'd say it's like a vertical relationship rather than a horizontal one or something. It's like, it feels very different. And like I've recently been doing quite a few shows with just Cass, my bass player. We went over to Europe, just like financially we couldn't afford to take the whole band, and so we did this really great duo tour with just bass guitar, like, and me on electric and acoustic guitar, and that was really wonderful. Like there's a kind of conversation between two instruments, so this will be like even more sparse. And the conversation between me and the audience, so it is a really special thing. And like, yeah, I think quite a bit about, you know, what to share about the songs, whether to tell any stories, because there is a little bit more room for that, I think, with a solo show. There aren't, like, bandmates, you know, waiting for you to start. And so, yeah, I'm going to be thinking about how to kind of curate a little bit of a story arc, and I'll be playing stuff from way back, as well as like new songs that I've written recently. So yeah, I'm I hope that it'll be, you know, what I want it to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
which is intimate and
when you get down here, be sure to pop into the Radio 1 studio. We'd love to have you in. Love to have a in person chat if you have the time, that is. That's all we've got time for in the interview, though. So thank you for coming on. Thank you for chatting with us, Holly. Wish you well with your pregnancy, with your baby.
Yeah, all the best.
All the best.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, we
I hope to see you guys when I'm down. I'll definitely try and hit you up.
Yeah. We have Out of Phase by Tiny Ruins up next. Enjoy. You're listening to Radio 1.
As I walk up the passage, I see you moving down. A whole afternoon in your hands, but I can't come back round. You take your time to speak to me, and what you say rings true. It was an old...
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.